It could not. My consciousness couldn't hold that in its hand because the frequency of that is so different to the frequency of my consciousness. So we take on this outer physical shell so we can interact at this outer level of ourselves with the world we've come to experience. We have got manipulated into believing that this is what we are when it is a genetic spacesuit for us to experience part of our eternal journey. And we've got manipulated into believing that what we are experiencing is what we are. It is not. When you're trying to get a fix on someone, you say, "What are you then?" And you say, "Oh, I'm a New Zealand airline pilot." "Oh, really?" And you get a certain fix on them, don't you? And you say, "And who are you?" "Oh, I sweep the streets in Vancouver, I do." And all this stuff, right? Now, that is not what those people are. I don't care if you're the Queen of England or you're sitting on the streets of Vancouver. That is not what you are. That is what you are experiencing. What you are is infinity, with an infinity of potential and power to change our destiny and our experience whenever we choose. But people, people in that mode, and my goodness me, we're starting to gather in number, they are a manipulator's nightmare. So you want to disconnect people from the true understanding of who we are and the nature of life so that we believe we're all just ordinary men and women in the street. What can I do? I've got no power. Piece of cake. To manipulate. They want us in this symbolic image within the fear shell, operating on a fraction of our potential. And they've got billions there. And like I said right at the start, that's not a problem. If people want to do that, that's fine. The danger comes when they who are in the shell want everyone else to be there also. That's when the few can take control of the world, which is what they have. Now, more and more, it's obvious that it's control of the mind and control of the consciousness that is at the very heart of what we're doing here. Bill Hicks, a wonderful comedian who died in 1994, he once said as part of a joke something so incredibly profound. He was describing, he was a very profound man, very, very bright man. And he said this, and it sums up my feeling about life just magnificently. He said, matter is merely energy condensed to a slow vibration. We're all one consciousness experiencing itself subjectively. There's no such thing as death. Life is just a dream, and we are the imagination of ourselves. And when you get to the very core of this global manipulation, it is this. It is the manipulation of humanity's imagination of itself. And if we can just imagine ourselves to be what we really are, then this house of cards must fall because we stop holding it together. And more, technology as we move along is starting to show that we are more than just the body. Photography like this, photographic techniques which show this energy around the human form. And what's interesting is as people change their emotional state, the colors in what's become known as the aura change, which again seems a mystery. It's a mystery. How do they do that? It's so simple. Everything is a vibration. Every color is a vibration. And when we feel emotion, and when we feel thoughts, what we're doing is sending out vibrational waves that are vibrating to the frequency manifesting as that thought. Hate has a vibration. Love has a vibration. And so as we change ourselves emotionally, those waves of emotion and thought go out through our energy, and the frequency subtly changes. Every frequency manifests as a color or shade of color. So as we change our emotional state and the frequencies we're sending out through our energy, the colors in the aura change. And you can see again and again as we get more and more open to this stuff that these things are happening. This is just some psychic lady actually drew some paintings of what she's seen in auras around people. I'm absolutely convinced. Are Byron and Bruce around? Because I think this woman's just had a visit from Revenue Canada. I mean, she looks really pissed. I think they ought to get onto Byron and Bruce. You'll feel better then. Again, this is a human finger. And through these techniques, you can see the energy emanating from it. We are magnificent electromagnetic energy sources. This is why we're affected by the movement of the planets and the changing of the Earth's energy field. We're interacting with energy because it's seamless. This is just an illusion of division. Between us is energy, so there's one energy. Just as water, clouds, and ice manifest in very different ways, but are actually the same substance manifesting in different ways. So everything that exists is the same energy in a different state of being. We are the rain. We are the sky. We are the sun. We are everything that exists. We are just our individual expression of it. We are like droplets of water in an ocean of consciousness. We are individual to an extent, but together we are the ocean. You look at an ocean, it's made up of droplets of water. And if those droplets connect with all the other droplets, every droplet is the ocean. We are the ocean. And we think we're ordinary men and women in the street. What a scam we've had played on us all these hundreds of years right up to the present day. Here we have... Here we have a leaf taken in with this photographic technique. You see the energy. And what they find is when the physical expression dies, the energy removes and the physical level just goes back to the pool of energy. But the source, the light, life force, who we really are, the thinking, feeling, spiritual us, goes on. We're on an eternal journey. This is just a fraction of it. So anything to fear? My goodness me, we live forever. We live forever. We are on an eternal journey of experience. And we're frightened. And like I say, this is how astrology affects us and the movement of the planets, because it is affecting energy and we are energy. Now, I took this image from a Freemasonic kind of book. Because I haven't found a better image yet. I've been looking for one, a reflection image, because it symbolizes a really key area here. There was a writer who wrote a story about a guy who drowned fighting with his own reflection in the water, which seems very silly. I think his name was Longfellow or something like that. He's a big chap anyway. And it seems very silly. You drown fighting with your reflection in the water. We've been doing it for thousands of years, and we're doing it now for this reason. When we send out thoughts and emotions, we are resonating our energy to the frequency they represent. That draws to us like energy, like frequencies, other energy fields that sync with what we're putting out. We call them people, places, ways of life, experiences. And so we are creating our reality by what we put out. We are drawing towards us a reflection of ourselves, our inner self. So the people, places, and experiences that we draw to us are our creation. They are an expression of us and the state of being we are in. Now, if that's the case, then if the Illuminati can manipulate us to believe that the answers to the world and the answers to the problems and the changes we want in our lives are out there, we're always going to be trying to change the reflected, or the reflection rather than the reflected. So if you take this image, this is the inner self. This is our vibrational state. This is our inner emotional and mental state of being, which is represented by the vibrational frequencies of those thoughts and emotions. This is the physical world, which reflects in its creation what is coming from the inner self. If we are looking here to change this, it's basically like having a projector in a movie theater and trying to change the movie by changing what's on the screen. You can't do it. You've got to go back to the source to change what is being projected. So if we want to change our lives out there, we need to change our lives in here, even on a very simple level. If I have hate in my heart, I am going to take consequences for that in what I create in my life. If I have love in my heart, I am going to create very different circumstances. This is a very basic truth. You only have to experience it to see it. And so, if we change what's in here, we must change what's out there, because this is just a reflection of this. And what happens is there's two ways of evolving and from this. And it goes like this. People think that, you know, responsibility is like, oh, responsibility. Responsibility is freedom. Once you take responsibility back for your own life, you start to realize what freedom is. There's two ways of evolving. One, which more and more people are opening up to, and the other, which is where humanity has been for so long. It goes like this. First stage, you're putting out your state of being, your mental emotional state where you are. You're drawing to you as a result of that people, places, ways of life and experiences that reflect what you're putting out. Now, in the conditioned state, we are conditioned not to look at the source of our creation, why we've drawn these people in who are pains in the ass instead of people who are going to be nice. We are conditioned to look out there. So when people come into our lives that we don't like, we go, She's terrible what she's done to me. I'm in this state, you know, because of this woman. And I tell you what, I'm also here because of that person. 1963 it were a Tuesday. What she did to me, that's why I'm in this state. What this means is that what we're doing is looking out there to find the answers. As a result of that, what's creating this, what we're putting out, is not changing. And what you do when you get into this cycle, and we've all been there, my goodness me, I mean, we're all there to a certain extent still, is you see the cycles in your life where people of the same type keep coming in, where the same things keep happening in your life, and you get really pissed. Ethel, you'll never guess, it's only happened again. And we think we're so bloody unlucky. We don't realize we're creating it. It's a wonderful line I came across. If you've always done, or if you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always got. It's a brilliant line. And so we get into these cycles. And because humanity has been given its power away and its mind away for so long, we've got in the cycle over thousands of years of constantly being subordinate to a force of manipulation and control. There's another way, however, of doing this, and that's to take power, therefore responsibility, back. And more people are doing this as we start. The penny starts to drop. At this stage, you put out your mental and emotional state, you draw in a reflection of it. Now, instead of looking out there and blaming everybody for the state we're in, we start looking in here. Why have I pulled this pain in the ass into my life? And I tell you what, I've pulled some serious pains in the ass in the last few years. I can't tell it. You pull them in, and you say, what is this saying about me? How is life speaking to me? What is it saying about me that I'm drawing this in? Or is it trying to give me an experience so I can learn something about the bigger picture? Whatever, you're looking here. Now, when the penny drops, right, I've learned from that. I know what this experience is about, which I've created. Your imagination of self changes, either subtly or if it's a massive experience, very significantly. Now, your mental and emotional state has changed. The vibe you're putting out has changed. the people and experiences you pull in change, because you're no longer syncing with the old ones, because your vibrational state has flipped and moved as a result of the change of imagination. So the awakening people are now going, why did I create this? Got it. Change what we pull in, move on. Oh, why have I created this? Got it. State changes, vibrational state changes. We don't pull that in anymore. They go out of our lives. That experience goes out of our lives. We've moved on again. But most of humanity, who is stuck in blame and all this stuff, is actually still saying, it's her fault, it's your fault, it's their fault. And the fact is that the Illuminati are manipulating the world. And they have manipulated it for a long time. But the truth is, they're only doing it because of us. We are giving ourselves a massive experience here as a human family of what happens when you give your power away and what happens when you let someone else think for you. And we are now at the cusp, as this veil lifts, of a massive evolutionary leap when we understand the consequences of giving your power away and you start to take it back. If you give power away around your own life, you give power over your life away. If enough of us do it, we give the world away, and that's what we've done. And we can take it back without stockpiling weapons, without violence. My goodness me, what's the use of meeting violence with violence? You get twice the violence. Oh my God, we've moved on. Just by being who we really are. That is the revolution. And more, more and more, as the research unfolds, you start to see some of the more open-minded scientific research supporting these themes. When you put out fear, you draw towards you the energy of fear. This is why we keep constantly drawing to us what we most fear. When I was a kid, I was terrified of dogs, me. Terrified of dogs. We had this little, in Leicester in England, where I was brought up, I was lived on this big council estate, see, and there was this green between where I lived and the shops. It was only one stop on the bus. I used to catch the bus because every time I was terrified of dogs. When I walked across this green, I'm surrounded by dogs. They're yapping at me. They're jumping up at me. My mates, they're not frightened of dogs. Dogs go nowhere near them. Nowhere near them. And so what do? You go into victim mode, don't you? You go into victim mode. I'm so unlucky. See, you're not frightened of bloody dogs. They don't come near you. And me, I'm so unlucky. I'm victim, victim, victim. And I went into my mate's house, and he had a real docile dog called Prince. And when I went into his house, this friggin' thing took a piece out of me jacket. Went berserk. And his mother said, oh, he's never done that before. I thought, no, I'm bloody here, ain't I? Now, I would probably, had I not drawn that to me, spent years of my life being frightened of dogs and being, and creating a situation in which I kept well away from them. As a result of facing that fear, as a result of pulling in what I fear, I was able to overcome the fear of dogs when I was a kid. And that's important, you know. We talk about punishment and all that stuff. It's evolution. It's love. If we don't draw to us what we most fear in this genius we call creation, then that area of our evolution to which our fear relates, it's over. We don't normally say, oh, I'm frightened of that. Here I come. We go, oh, change the subject, not going there. So we draw it in, face it. Look at it, move through it, let it go. This is what it's about, love, not punishment. It's the same with facing the consequences of our actions. So when we are in fear of something, we draw it to us. This is why fearing, so many people in this area that I work in, who I've met over the years, who were fearing the consequences of doing what they're doing, the number of them that got the very consequences is unbelievable. Fear, or letting go fear, is the freedom. And it's the same with love. People say, I've got enough love in my life. Well, be loving. If you be loving, you'll draw love to you. The two go together. They have to. What you put out is what you get back. It's the ultimate justice. And more research is showing how we are affecting the world. We ordinary people in the street, when you go to the supermarket, your state of being is affecting the environment around you, the energy around you. In the HeartMath Institute in America, they've shown in their research that if you put a piece of DNA, even in this basic level, in a jar of electrons, the electrons move around the DNA, and when you take the DNA out, they hold that structure. In other words, even on that level, you are affecting the world around you by your state of being. They've also shown that fear, the emotion of fear, is a very long, slow wavelength. So that when we are in fear, which of course in various forms most of the humanity is, that feeling of fear, that emotion of fear, is constantly resonating a slow vibration through our consciousness. The Illuminati's greatest weapon is the manipulation of fear, which is why they completely lose the plot when people aren't in fear of them. And love, they found,